Hello, everyone on Audio Boo. It's VR podcasting, and I'm in Claire's kitchen.
Hello.
Come in towards you now, darling.
Welcome to my kitchen.
It's ingredients in this kitchen.
Well, you have ingredients.
I do. There's a long-standing joke in our house, because we went to his family's for Christmas, not for Christmas, but over Christmas last year, and he said. And his brother said, "Oh, you've put on some weight, haven't you?" And he said, No, I'm sure I haven't. He said, "You have. Claire's feeding you well, obviously." He went, "Well, the thing is, I can't just go into Claire's kitchen and cook something, because all she has in her kitchen are ingredients." I'm a bit of a food snob. I will attest to that, because the fact is that I don't buy sauces and things in jars. As a rule, having said that, we're having peppercorn sauce later, and that's in a tub. But on the whole, I don't.
So, let me just tell you, we'll do something with that maybe as well, won't we?
I might do, actually, Opti-Grill, yeah.
Okay, so let me just tell you why we've got music playing in the background. The music in the background is called Need the Machine, and it's by Imogen Heap from a new album called Sparks, and she's good enough to do an instrumental version of her songs, so I can use it for this. So, thanks, Imogen. It's a brilliant album, by the way. Go and get it. And let me just fade her out for now. Absolutely, very incredibly talented artist, I have to say. We need a machine.
We do. You're on a bit of a health kick, aren't you? And also on a bit of a kind of eat more, do something that you can do that's quick and nutritious.
I'm not the kind of person that can do. I just never have, and I'm going to learn. You know, bit by bit slowly, but yeah. And it's just that whole thing, isn't it? About fruit, especially, I find quite difficult to. I don't like playing with it, and I don't like waste, and I don't. There's bits of fruit, you know. Oh, you got to cut this up. And you know, I always want something with it, like yogurt or whatever.
And we looked at juices, didn't we?
Looked at juices, and I couldn't stand
the
idea.
They're cumbersome. They're great big cumbersome things to start, and they're also they're very
wasteful.
Yeah, because all you get is the juice, and all the pulp stays behind.
So enter the Nutribullet.
It's awesome.
And everyone's talking about it.
It's very popular. They reckon they've sold 5 million since it was launched.
And I presume that's in the UK, yeah. Isn't it? And when did it launch it?
It wasn't long ago. So anyway,
quickly go through what we're going to try and whiz through this. We've already unboxed it. No one wants to really hear that. Box schmocks. Too much packaging, really, as usual. But what we basically have.
What we basically have is a cup. And
two
you
of
have
those.
Two blades. No, you have three of those. Two small ones, one big one.
And how many?
And they're lidded. That's 300 mils for that one.
Yeah, 300 mils.
And 600 mil. You have two blades. Careful, because that one's covered in stuff. One is an extractor blade. It looks a bit like, if you have a blender, it looks a bit like the blades on a blender. And it also has a milling blade, and you can use that to grind nuts and things into powder. I don't know if you could grind coffee in it, I wonder.
I would imagine you could.
Yeah.
I mean, just 600 watts of motor says you probably can.
I bet you could. I might have to try it. Anyway. and
broke it.
No, you won't break it. If you can grind nuts in it and things, then you can grind coffee in it. It's not a problem. Yeah. And then you have a base unit, which is over here. And the cups have lids. And they also have rings, and the reason why they have ring tops is because you can screw the ring on, and then it looks more like a cup.
So you take the lid off,
unscrew the ring on,
and it makes it look like it's got proper rim.
And the lid is relevant because it means you can take it to work or people to take them on. I wonder if they're going to be like the new, you know, 5 years ago you didn't see people with bottles of water on trains, did you, for example? Now, I wonder if you're going to see people with Nutribullet containers.
It's almost like it's got to be a good thing for fruit, hasn't it? I mean, you know, we should be growing fruit.
And veg. Bear in mind, you can put the idea of, and there is an app, a Nutribullet app with lots and lots of recipes in. Yeah, I don't know about Android. I can't speak for Android, but there is an app on the iPhone with lots of recipes. There's all sorts of stuff online, but you can play with your own kind of ideas. But the idea is, lots of people drink like juices and put veg and things in, like carrots and kale and. And
it's what we would have originally called a smoothie, but they call them blasts.
They do. And you can put things like nuts and oats for added sort of roughage, but it blasts it all into one drink, if you like.
Yeah.
I'm still on the fence over it, in terms of, but I'm a bit picky. But it's a very good way to get all your five a day and things in.
For me...
For you, it's great.
And
for me, I have a blender, so I would probably go down that route. But I don't know, I'm kind of taken with this.
I am.
Right, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to put in some fruit. We're going to just use fruit for this one, and then we're going to kind of, you know, run
progress. I have to say, a lot of it looked a little complicated to me in terms of some of the ones that were on the app, but I think that was just...
But that's just a matter of experience, yeah. And you can make up your own drinks, and you can put things like yogurt, and you can put things like milk or water or juice, other fruit juice in with it. I'll explain that for you in a second. So,
can I just say what's good about the app is that they put the recipes into different categories.
Yeah. So you can put fruit in whole. I am putting in some oranges to start with. I've just segmented them just because I can while I'm kind of doing that, you know. Mm. And I have peeled them. Most fruit things are apples and stuff. You don't have to peel.
Even pears.
You should that eat kind those of thing.
With the
peeling. You should core them, but you don't have to peel.
Peeling
them.
A pear would be quite interesting anyway.
Yeah. I have done it because I used to cook pears. Peeling a
pear. Well, no, because tin pears have been.
So I've chucked in some oranges. You do need to peel oranges, really, because they're very bitter. The peel.
That
is
looks
very
quite
bitter.
Full already. I'll need to eat a segment of that.
No. Mm. Gosh, you're supposed to be juicing it into your drink. Right, I've stuck in a handful of blueberries. See, all the raspberries. I'm about to stick in all the rest of the raspberries now. Because we already made one of these. And look. Right. And then, so we need to buy some more fruit for it tomorrow.
How much was that, all that fruit, though?
About a tenner. But we are experimenting with it.
Yeah, I mean, the thing is, people say...
There's some strawberries left and some oranges, so we just need some additional.
People have been saying to me, oh, you know, the fruit's as expensive as the takeaways you're getting, but I don't think so. And I feel good because I'm being more environmentally friendly, I'm being healthy, and I'm spending at least a tenner a day on food like takeaways and stuff, and I feel guilty about it, but you know, and I've been buying them because
he buys them when
what
he's
else
not
is
here.
To buy? I'm in Birmingham, and obviously
we don't eat takeaways here, as
no. So what I needed to do was answer that, and also the lifestyle change. I need to eat a little bit better. I can have a main meal at work, which is a cooked meal and a pudding, eat that pretty guilt free, really, and then I'm having either a smoothie for breakfast, probably the main meal, then either a soup or a smoothie of some sort.
I'm going to add to this, though, because you're buying this, they're saying that you're going to be spending a lot on fruit.
It's just the general, they're just warning me, I think.
They are, yeah. But also things like berries, you can buy frozen, and they're a lot cheaper if you buy them frozen. Mm. And the good thing about frozen berries is that it kind of adds, it's like putting ice in it.
And you can whack them straight in as well.
Yeah. So I've got a cup full of fruit here.
So in there now we have
oranges,
strawberries,
raspberries, blueberries. But you need something to kind of bulk it out. Are you happy?
Yeah.
Juice. Now you can use...
We'll put apple juice in that one.
I'll
then.
Put apple juice in it. Do you want me to put apple juice? Yeah. Are you happy with apple?
Will that be all right with orange though? Will it be
I've put it in the last one. Huh? It's citrus.
Did you put apple or orange in the last
apple.
One? Oh, go for it then.
Orange will be too... Orange
yeah,
orange
too
orange.
Orangey.
So I'm just going to put some juice in it. Now you can just put water in. If you're using vegetables and things, you can put water in. And also, you can put as much or as little juice as you want, according to how thick you want your drink to be. And you can put, you know, I could take that and put a load of oats in it as well to add a little bit of... So I'm not going to, but...
Just to reiterate, Claire's put all this into the cup
into
that you're going
cup.
To be drinking out of.
And so now, the cup's the right way up, and now I'm going to take this blade.
The blade is on a screw...
it's on a screw thing.
So it looks like you're screwing on the lid. It's the same principle, screwing it on.
All the way, like that.
And she's going to take that...
Take this over here, turn it upside down.
And you're going to turn it until it clicks in, because there's no wrong way of doing this. You can just keep turning it, and then it'll just go in.
Okay, and then you press it down.
Wait, before you do that, yeah, explain.
And twist it to the right...
And then it'll stay down.
And then it will stay down.
But it won't come back up.
No, it won't come back up. You have to twist it again to make it come back up.
We know.
You can either do that by switching it off at the wall, because that's how I'm going to switch it on now.
Yeah, but we know from a previous experience that you actually don't need to. You shouldn't leave it. You've got to leave it for about 30 seconds.
And then
you just twist it. You don't need to lean on it. You twist it
back
to the left.
Yeah.
And it'll come up.
So now I'm going to switch it on at the wall.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah. You can tell by the sound of that, it's getting pretty powerful it is.
What
is
that? Because I turned it off. Okay. So now I'm going to twist it and take it off.
But yeah.
Turn it back the right way.
See if that's been for long enough.
Unscrew the lid.
I think you might need it a bit longer.
Why?
Because.
I don't think it does.
Oh, no. Oh my goodness. I've got it in my.
No, no, you have it.
Well, might have left it for slightly bit longer because there's still some little bits in it.
Oh, I can breathe it for a bit longer. But,
yeah, it's fine. Depends how you want your own mix, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, some people like bits.
And so if you wanted that a bit thicker, you could have put, say, banana in it, or, as you said, oats, couldn't you?
Oats, nuts.
No, hold that.
Yeah.
I actually quite like it, because I like the little bits. I like to know
that. Yeah, you're quite, you kind of like the idea that the fruit's still there.
Being somewhere, and that it still is fruit, yeah. And that's it.
You could put things like carrot and celery. Mm-hmm. And, well, the celery's a bit kind of like empty calories, but.
No, but sometimes it's about antioxidants or digestion or whatever. So they talk about ginger, for example, and melon even.
Mm.
And so, and I see, the thing is, for me, I never have breakfast. I haven't been having breakfast for years. And I would have that. And I've needed something for a long time. I like fruit, but I don't
you're,
like
yeah, because you're taking this back, aren't you? So
yeah.
Yeah, this isn't my gadget, even though I'm the one that's using
sure
it.
Sure, you'll end up with one. But you do have a blender, to be fair.
I have a blender.
Does a good job. This is definitely.
And I don't need to be portable with my drinks, so I'm quite happy to stick with what I've got. But yeah,
I think we're done. Is it?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Nutribullet.
Is it really that it? That
it's
simple.
It's really that simple.
Can we just say a few words about Lakeland?
They are absolutely brilliant. I bought it from Lakeland, and I bought it from Lakeland because, because when I go in there, I invariably spend money, but also because. They got the box out. They got one out of the thing because they didn't have any on display. And she got it all out of the box and she showed us all of the different bits. And now, to be fair, she didn't know exactly how they worked. And it was actually me who figured out what bits go on to where. But she did know in terms of, you know, all she could tell me, you know, she showed me all the cups and the rings and stuff. And it's fairly self-explanatory, truth be told. There is a massive instruction booklet with it, so... I don't know what that says or whether it's just in 10 different languages.
No, it's not. It's got recipes. But she got a brand new one out of the box.
Yes, yeah.
And they wouldn't give us that one.
She didn't give us that one. She went and got another one. Well, she did say she would just leave that one on display. So.
Lakeland have a new thing. They've always had this policy, but they're stating it in no uncertain terms now. And basically said something along the lines of, if you don't like it, bring it back. And we'll
I think they've always had the policy. It's just
no,
that I've never...
They've reworded it for the new year.
Oh, okay.
Which is that they basically excel in good.
But I have bought stuff from them before and on their website and given them bad reviews, the products.
Yeah.
And they came back to me and offered me a refund. And I hadn't quibbled it. You buy a product in good faith, you don't like it, you just think, well, yeah. And actually, I reviewed this product, said that I wouldn't buy it again, and I was disappointed with it. And they did. They gave me a refund. I wasn't expecting that because I was unaware of their policy. Otherwise, I would have just quibbled it with them directly. So, yeah, I'm impressed with them. Very, very good.
So, Lakeland's same price as anywhere else. Let you see it first. And Nutribullet.
Assuming that you have a Lakeland nearby because they're not scattered. I feel fortunate.
There are other shops like Robert Dyer, wasn't it?
Argos have got them as well. Tesco's, everywhere has got them actually because they're so popular at the moment. She said that they'd sold 17 in one day, that they were so overrun, like that they'd actually stopped putting them out on display because as soon as they put them out, people were buying them and they were having to put those in boxes and stuff. So yeah.
That's
anyway,
it
that's it
us.
For the Nutribullet.
And us.
And us.
Speak to you soon.
Bye bye.
Bye bye.